Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I'm here to receive it. I'm here to give it. Yes, my peoples. I'm just playing around. I'm so hyped up. I mean, you would think that I was on drugs, but really it's just the love that I get from the incredible people that are in my life. Every day I learn something new about people. And, you know, even though it's not always things that I want to learn, I learned something incredibly wonderful about them. And people matter so much. What can we do without people in our lives? And one of the things Dr. Dyer talks about, and a lot of people that have been walking on this earth for much longer than they appear to be, these spiritual giants, they all talk about service. There's just something about the way service feeds our souls, because that's when we're really connecting with the other souls that we're all part of. We're all part of this one big giant conglomerate that is in the universe, whatever. Every time that we act in ways towards others and that is unloving or creepy or nasty, when we say nasty things to people that are in our lives, our families, whatever, we're disconnecting from them, and we're distancing ourselves from ourselves, because we really are all one. You know, where do I begin and where do you end? Nobody can truly answer that. Nobody can. Even if you hold somebody's hand, how can you say that your energy is not totally transgressing across what appears to be borders of your fingers? You know, all you have to do is hold your palms towards each other, just like maybe 4 or 5 inches from each other. Just hold your, cup your palms, hold them right, maybe about 4 or 5 inches, maybe 3 inches from each other, and tell me what you feel. Just, if you don't think that your energy isn't flowing, then try that. Because if there's no energy flowing off of you, then why would your palms all of a sudden start reverberating heat towards each other? And that's exactly what we do when we're connecting with other people that we're actually part of. So, service. How do you do it? Well, contrary to popular belief, I believe that people are in service when they're even just in our everyday today lives. You don't have to really cook your family dinner. You probably don't have to call your old Aunt Hattie and say, hey, are you alive? You need anything? You don't have to call her just to say, how are you today? You don't have to do anything. Yeah, you got kids, but do you really have to drive them to school? Make them walk. You know, do you care if they're dressed or not? Listen, all that stuff is service. All of what we do is service, because we always have the choice not to do it. And if you think I'm lying, go visit a foster home. Go check out what's going on at Children's Hospital. I worked at Children's Hospital for a number of years, and you would not believe some of the parents that just chose not to be in service to their children, which is why a lot of them were there. That's not all children, But Children's Hospital does a lot of service for people that are in dysfunctional families, which is sort of, you know, an oxymoron, because I just swear family must mean dysfunctional in another language. It's just how we somehow learn, I guess. But so there's that service. Then there's the service as we emerge outside of our families and our immediate friends, and that's with complete strangers, or what we think are strangers. And you don't know what is at the other end of that volunteer work that you can get involved with. Maybe you'll meet the love of your life. Maybe you'll meet the best friend that seems like your sister or your brother, that you think to yourself, good Lord, how did I get along without you? You just have no idea what's at the other end of volunteer work. And I have a mom who is a volunteering, I won't say she's a fool because she's definitely not, but she's like a maven. She's always doing volunteer work. My mom has all kinds of volunteer trophies and certificates and all that kind of stuff. Oh, excuse me, my manager is telling me to give out, my boss, telling me to give you the number. Okay, the number is 646-727-2914, so that you can call in if you would like to talk about volunteering, any volunteer work that you've possibly done or you'd like to do or you're hoping to get into and you're not really sure how to do it. Well, we're going to talk all about this. This is a volunteer show. Your brilliance can infuse all kinds of greatness when you volunteer. And there, listen, you just step outside your door and there's somebody that's probably waiting for you to volunteer with them. But if you don't want to do that, go seeking, running down the street, yelling at people like, hey, I need to volunteer. Just go ahead and hit your internet. It's probably how you're listening right now anyways, unless you're listening on your phone. And if you're listening on your phone or you're listening by the internet, you can go ahead and type that in, volunteering. What, you'll bring up all kinds of stuff because there's just 8 million, billion or whatever of volunteer positions out there. And what's interesting is when I was a kid growing up, most of my friends weren't doing volunteer work, but we were because that's just the way things were done in my family, because my mom was really big about that. And no matter what anybody wants to say about my mom has a volunteering heart, and she instilled that in all of her children. And whether we formally volunteer to do something or we choose to do something without being asked or we help somebody without pay, whatever, we all do that. There's not one of my siblings that hasn't been that way, and I still appreciate that. But and even this, what we're doing on this show, is volunteer work. We all have lives. Can you believe it? Lydia and Lenis and Nina, the manager, and myself, we all have all these different things that we actually do, and most of our time is pretty filled up, but we all are putting our time in here and we're doing it for a reason. Most of what we're about for this network is empowerment. So, and how do you empower people? Well, you sort of help them stand on their own two feet. You don't do it for them, but you help them. And when I pray to God, and I'm not trying to be religious, but when I pray to God, I pray to God for help to do what it is that I choose to do. I don't say, yeah, make it so, God, just make it so, because God's not my slave. But that help is better for us to stand than for people to do things for us. That was the old parable, right? The one about, you know, giving a man fish versus teaching him how to fish. So a lot of volunteer work that you're going to do in the world is helping people who are, have a need to either learn to do something better or to help them because they are no longer capable. When I turned 21, the first thing I wanted to do was do hospice. The reason I wanted to do hospice, because you had to be 21 to become a hospice volunteer, and I did go when I turned 21. That was, you know, I know everyone else wanted to drink and, you know, go buy their own alcohol. Yeah, I was the weirdo that wanted to join hospice with my 21-year-old badge. And when I got there, the people at that particular chapter were so, I think they were just so burnt out. And that it was, they almost just didn't even want anyone to come into their group because they were just so burnt out from helping so many people for so long that they just, it was really sad. And it taught me one thing, that volunteer work doesn't have to be like where you sign up and you're in the military and you can't get out or anything like this. This is not about becoming a job where you got to go clock in and you just hate being there. If you're not feeling the wealth of good feelings and joy that comes from helping other people, then it's volunteer work. Remember that. And, you know all that comes with that particular volunteer position, because as you'll find out, I'm going to talk about some of those, there are some volunteer positions where if you don't stay for the whole 6 months, then whatever fees you may have had to pay, because some have fees, you won't get them back, because there are some people that say they're going to do this and then they don't. How many times do we meet or encounter people that say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there, and then they're not, or they tell you they're committed to something, and then they don't. For instance, when I was going to do rape relief, I was still in school, and I didn't know how much time I was going to commit, but I was calling to find out what the tenets were to joining rape relief. Well, I think at the time there was a rather large fee. You had to stay for at least 6 months to a year before you could get that. I think you'd get that fee back. But the woman, when I called, she was just bitter. So listen, folks, volunteering isn't—it's not about what you have to do. It's what you're choosing to do. And if you're going to get involved with volunteer work, if you're really interested in it, research it. Take the time. Honor yourself and take the time to research it. Find out if it's a good fit for you. Because, yeah, even though it seems like it's got a great name, like Habitat for Humanity, I mean, who doesn't think it would be great to be involved with them? But, you know, they're picky because they need people that are actually going to be there to do the work. So a lot of volunteer organizations have gotten a lot of protocols because of the people who are sort of fair-weathered friends. They sort of show up half the time, don't show up on time, when you're doing that, you're making that particular volunteer organization less efficient. And we're certainly not trying to become a problem. We're trying to help elevate and relieve a problem. So we'll continue on with this volunteer thing. One of the first things that you can probably do if you're seeking to do volunteer work is you can go to this website. It's called volunteermatch.org. Now, what I wanted to do in that situation is I wanted to basically go through and see if I could just start this up so that you can kind of see how easy it is. When you go to volunteermatch.org, if I said .com, I apologize, it's volunteermatch.org. volunteermatch.org. Volunteer Match is all one word, and you can join it. They have everything there. It doesn't matter what state you're in, I believe. You can even check out states that you might want to go to. Or maybe you live in a city you want to get the heck out of once a week. Then look for the cities that are surrounding your area. So they have, when you first go there, it even has their, for browsing, there's advocacy and human rights. They have that section. They have animals. They have arts and culture, board development. Let's see, children and youth, community, computers and technology, crisis support, disabled, disaster relief, education, emergency and safety. Wow, there's so much more than I thought they had here. Employment, environment, faith-based, health and medicine, homeless and housing, hunger, immigrants and refugees, international, justice and legal, LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. There's media and broadcasting. Hello, we're on the radio. You know, maybe you want to be on the radio. Call in, tell me about it. 646-727-2914. And you could see what opportunities are there on volunteermatch.org. There's politics, there's race and ethnicity, seniors, sports, recreation, veterans, and military families, and women. So there's all those categories. Matter of fact, instead of signing up for it, let's just, I'm just going to scroll through here real quickly and crisis support. Well, I'm in training for psychology. Let's just see what they have to offer. And they actually had for Kent, Washington, but I'm going to go ahead and put in Seattle. I'm going to put Seattle because it's a bigger town, just to see what's out there. And they allow you to check based on distance, the event date, and the date posted. Sometimes volunteer work isn't like, maybe you don't want to do for a whole 6 months. Maybe you just want to get involved in an event. I did that years ago. I used to belong to Group Health Cooperative, and which is actually where I was born 51 years ago. And so when I was living in Seattle, I would just check out their volunteer work stuff online, and they had some runs and different type of walking events to either support health or possibly raise awareness for some type of disorder like breast cancer or kidney issues, something like that. And so one of the ones that they had for a volunteer, you could get a sweatshirt. You know, okay, you know, I do volunteer work anyway, but I thought, boy, it'd be kind of cool to get a sweatshirt if you're a volunteer and a supervisor, I guess. And so that's what I did. I did it, and I met so many incredible people. And it was so much fun talking to people that were all trying to do something positive. And the people that I volunteered with, they were so stellar. It was so much fun. It was a 1 day event. I was probably there for maybe three hours, maybe four at the most. And I got this really cool sweatshirt that actually had a logo of the event that took place, and had it for many years. Thought it was really cool. So just look, you know, look on there and see what you might be interested in doing. Well, there's the first thing that came up. I'm gonna go ahead and put a date in, because then maybe there's something coming up. June 29th, okay, that's the first thing that popped up. There's something called Connect Needy Children to Free Summer Meals with within reach, which I imagine within reach is some type of situation. So you just go ahead, click on it, and it's going to give you some information about it. And what they have for the buttons to push, one of them says, I want to help. They also have reviews. So if there's a review there, you can read that and see what other people have said about that type of organization. It gives you a little map that even tells you where it's going to take place. So you can go in there, click on that, and try to figure out how close it is to where you live. It gives the time of this particular event. It's going to be between 11 and 3 p.m. And they're talking about children around the state that are going to start summertime. And that one of the problems, this is so interesting that I clicked on this because we did a show on Filmcology about A Place at the Table, about children in America that are hungry in a nation where food is abundant. And and one of the things they talked about is that children outside of school, once you're outside of school in the summertime, then you don't have the benefit of the free lunch programs or possibly free breakfast. So those children might be further compromised. So here's a, this would be a great volunteer thing for me to possibly get involved with. And it says it's they're saying basically in the description, summer should be a time for children to explore and learn things. It shouldn't be a time for hunger. Okay, I got to get off this one because it's going to make me cry. But I'm just going to go back. And there's all kinds of other, well, this one is definitely talking a lot about feeding people, helping homeless veterans. Behavioral health coordinator needed for Seattle stand down. Okay, so here's the thing, folks. We all need help. We all need help. And just looking at just this one little thing for Volunteer Match, good Lord, it's probably mind-boggling the opportunities that are out there. What I just looked up, they had 31 volunteer opportunities. That was just for that little section. And I click on animals and try my best not to get worked up over that. And that one, starting by date, posted that get your horse fixed by helping needy horses with Pony Up. There's a volunteer organization to help people with horses. Pet visits or animals who entertain. And so they're talking about bringing dogs to sit on elders' laps so they can pet them. This is therapy work for animals. If you have an animal that is a complete attention hound, like my little boy, Ty, the perpetual little boy, he would do great if I were to take him to this because he wants to be in everybody's lap. And it's like, it's love me, I'm the baby. That's Ty's whole situation. And so if you've got this great dog that does well with people, has real wonderful social skills, you could be involved with this situation. If you live in another state, and maybe find out what's going on in your state, here's one volunteer thing. Help kitties. Clean cages and bring joy in the morning with Regional Animal Services of King County. So basically, you'd go into the animal shelter, and you go clean cages of the little kittens, and you could talk to them. And you could play with their little kitten paws and all the little kitten things that kittens love to do. And you'd be helping them live in a much more hygienic environment. That's so totally awesome. That just look at all these opportunities. Acura of Bellevue, four on the fourth, dog, jog, and walk. So it's the second annual Acura of Bellevue, 4-on-the-4, dog, jog, and walk, benefiting the Humane Society. And it's a 4K non-competitive run and walk. So that's kind of like that one volunteer thing that I did through group health. You go there, you know, they'll probably tell you, let me see what they say on that one. They tell you usually what it involves, what skills. They have an actual section. What skills you need, there's nothing under it, so probably don't need to worry about skills. If you're skillless, it sounds like you could still do it. They have good match for, and under that, it tells you what kind of groups would probably benefit or be good match for this. It says kids, teens, people, 55-plus group. Sounds like it works for everybody. And then it says the requirements and the commitments. The requirement is that you are there at 7:45 a.m. and through 11:30 a.m., and they're looking for people to be course monitors so that when people are going through the course that they're doing, they probably pay a fee to do that walk, and then those fees are contributed to the Humane Society. So it gives you a lot of information of what you would, you know, want to do. Now, I'm going to pop out of here, and I'm going to go ahead just to show you. I'm going to just come up with some, let's see, I'm going to come up with a zip code that somebody that I know is in the chat room. Let me see if anything comes up for them. Maybe not. Let's see what comes up. Okay, well, something's there. Let me go ahead. There's three opportunities in advocacy and human rights. There's none for the animals. There's four in the arts and culture. Well, let's see what that says in the arts and culture. Host an exchange student with IUSA. Open your heart and home to a foreign exchange student. There's a volunteer opportunity that people may not think about all the time. Having an exchange student from another country living in your household and, you know, probably attending high school or something like that. There's Make a Difference in a Young Person's Life, Amarillo, Texas area. Share High School Student Exchange Program. So it looks like, so there's like you're hosting different students from different states. So I guess they go to different states. Let's look at this making a difference because there's a review in here so you can get to see it. This making a difference today. Volunteer host families with or without children in Texas, Arizona, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, New Mexico are needed to make a difference in a young person's life. Host an international exchange student for the upcoming semester or academic year and do just that. Somebody wrote a review. Let's look what the review says. And this person from Plano, Texas said, they have great students from different countries, and the local coordinators are always doing different activities with the kids. Helps them get to see what other kids are in the area. So basically, this is it's giving children from other countries a view to the real America, not just how that country particularly views America, but actually firsthand. I knew exchange students when I was in high school, and it actually opened my eyes about Germany and a few other Italy. And I had friends back then that were from other countries, and they were really, it was amazing the questions that I was asked that we take for granted in our country. Like, why does everyone say up the street and down the street? It's like, how do you know which it is? And I said, honey, I don't know. I just say up and down. It just whatever hits my head at the moment. Later, somebody told me it had to do whether it's north or south and all that. What do I care? When I say, go down the street, I'm pointing that direction. If I say it's up the street a piece, then I'm pointing that direction. So it really is, you know, to me. But someone from another country, it can be confusing and baffling. So I think we're pretty good at hosting people from other countries generally. So that's something to consider. Now, that was just one person's state. So it doesn't matter what state you live in. I don't know about Canada. Let's see. if they had anything for the manager. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I don't know if they reached that far. Didn't look like it. Nina, you're going to have to find another way to volunteer. Because you don't already have too much to do. So anyways, folks, volunteermatch.org. Go there. Check it out. Figure out what the heck you think is out there. You can browse anything. And it just whatever area you want to look for. And when you go to the browse section, you just toggle your cursor over the icon there. It gives you the number of opportunities. Board development, there was like 7. I looked up for Tacoma. For community, there's 220 opportunities. Children, there's 166. Computers, if you're just a geek a freak, you or I just thought of that term, so trust me, it's not something. I don't even know why I said it, but that's just me. 16 opportunities. So I kind of wanted to look at one that was just really not something I would normally do, but I'm politics. There's 2. Let's see what they want you to do for volunteering politics in Tacoma. Help elect a new independent voice with committee to elect Jonathan Dunn. Okay, a little political thing. If you're into politics, you probably like this. Sustainable climate environmental advocate Port Orchard Citizens Climate Lobby. So Dr. James Hansen, climate scientist, most impressive is the work of the Citizens Climate Lobby, a relatively new, fast-growing, whatever group. So that's pretty cool. Looks like they're based somewhere, well, in Port Orchard, because they said Port Orchard. So, yeah, folks, come on. There's no excuse. If you say you don't know if there's anything out there, go to volunteermatch.org. Now, I looked at that one, but there's some major organizations that most of you probably know about, and there's some that you probably don't. There is a website called idealist.org. They have jobs, internships, volunteer, different events and organizations. And if you know, this comes about because a lot of the individuals following me is in, they have just a little bit less experience than me with my 51 years. Those coming up in the new resources of children and new grads and all that, they're really into volunteering and helping to mold this earth into a better place to live in. Amazingly so. They actually have huge numbers of new grads in college getting involved in global volunteering. Like, okay, yeah, I pretty much stayed in my town, you know, work crisis clinic, you know, go to Habitat or, you know, Big Sisters or something. They're within a, you know, reasonable distance for me to get to and, you know, within an hour. I even worked Northwest Trek for a while, which took me an hour and a half, I think, to drive to. And I had to be there at 7 in the morning, so I had to leave pretty early in the morning to get there, and I would only be there for a couple hours. I worked as a docent to help teach people about the animals that are in this wilderness park. But it was hard getting up to do that on my day off. But these new graduates, they're going to Botswana, they're going to Russia, they're going to Peru. They're going and working on major projects, building whole cities, rebuilding places for these people to cultivate foods. Some of them are building bridges. Some of them are working on making clean water resources available to just these totally out of the way tribes or little towns that don't have big giant trucks and stuff going in there. And it just, what does that say about the youth coming up today? It gives me absolute hope for humanity that somewhere there are parents that are either by their example to go forward or by the example to do something different and go forward in a positive way. Something about the way they were raised or through their schooling is telling them how much their world matters and how important service is. And it makes me extremely happy. So because there's so many of these youthful people doing this and new grads, there's a lot of websites like this, idealist.org. You're an idealist. How do you get involved? They talk about all kinds of opportunities. So, and sometimes these youth, these new grads, they're actually using these volunteer opportunities as a stair step to get into the positions that they'd like to do. Maybe they want to work with the UN. So they get involved with the UN Volunteer Corps. There is a lot that the UN, if you go to the UN, it's UNV, the United Nations has a whole volunteer section. I actually brought that up too. And you can go there and find out where, what's going on in the world. Used to be we always thought Peace Corps, right? If you wanted to go do some great volunteer work somewhere in another country, you thought Peace Corps. But it's not just, Peace Corps is not the only one out there doing stuff anymore. Habitat for Humanity is traveling all over the place. Let's see what they're talking about. Because they normally will talk about what major products that they're major projects that they're working on when you go to their website. And they, of course, have inspirational videos that talk about what's going on. They give you ways to volunteer. They just had a public service day. Actually, it was yesterday. Yeah, June 23rd. They just had a public service day yesterday for Habitat Humanity. And they give you, there's even multimedia and stories that you can click on to help inspire you to think, yeah, this is it. This is exactly what I want to do. And they tell you about their organization. So listen, if you always wanted to do Habitat for Humanity, they're even talking about the habitat houses that they do around the world. Now, one of the other incredible volunteer organizations I found was A Broader View Volunteers. It's also a nonprofit organization. And what it says about that, I'll just read to you what they say about themselves. A Broader View is new volunteers. They're registered. You know, it's a registered nonprofit charity. It's located in the United States. It was founded in 2007 in Pennsylvania. And with a love for humankind and motivated spirit to help others, A Broader View was created on the belief that one person can make a difference in the lives of others. Our U.S. office is operated by an enthusiastic staff with almost 20 years combined travel and hospitality experience. Our projects are arranged for volunteers to live with and work side by side with local people in a range of fields such as orphanage work, daycare, community development, teaching, and much more. We offer travelers the opportunity to explore a new country while taking part in meaningful, rewarding service work. So, listen, they actually are sort of bringing up a thought, which actually I have read about, where people take volunteer vacations. Yes, most people, I guess, want to go hang out on some cabana in Hawaii, maybe. I don't know. Not one of my things. But these people have chosen to take their vacation time and actually travel somewhere and put in the work or the volunteer work for that. Just imagine your spirit and your light. Just imagine how huge your light would shine if you do these kind of things. And you get a chance to travel to another country, meet people somewhere across the world that you probably never, ever, ever forget. And you've changed the world, either by teaching for a couple of weeks, helping to build someone's home, you know, helping in their medical facilities. I just can't imagine how it must feel. I mean, I wish I had seen and known about things like this when I was pretty young and life was happening. But hey, I'm still pushing for it, and someday maybe I'll get to have one of these kind of volunteer vacations. We'll see. I do a whole lot of stuff anyway. So A Broader View, check that out. That's another great organization. And we already talked about idealistic, idealist.org. The United Nations, come on, if you're looking for global peace, that's a great organization. Just wherever they're asking, they have different special UN volunteer recruitments that are taking place. And they have a section on there that talks about the different vacancies, any internships, because there's volunteer work and there's internships for that. They have different kinds of jobs that they list. Right now it says there are no job postings at this time, and check back later. Sounds to me like they're all full up, which probably means that United Nations volunteer work is a hot ticket. When you can't find any volunteer work going on, then they're probably a hot ticket. I remember once when I was trying to do Habitat for Humanity, that was taking place. It was taking place in the Federal Way or Tacoma area. It was probably about 20 years ago. And they had so many people volunteering that basically all that would be available would be an on-call type position so that they could just call me whenever somebody didn't show up. Well, unfortunately, my work schedule didn't work out. Didn't work out that way. But it was still really interesting to look at. Listen, folks, my mom, which I will be talking to on July 1st, she does volunteer work with Rotary. She does volunteer work with the YMCA, I believe, to raise funds for students that are trying to attend college to gain scholarship funding. She works with the Senior Citizen Center. And my mom's actually a senior citizen. She turns 84 the day before we do the show on July 1st. And she's still doing volunteer work all over. She's done volunteer work with prison, women in prison. She would go out once a week, and then they would either talk to them about what was going on in their lives and help to inspire them to live a different way. She's just amazing in the work that she puts out there. But if you were to ask her whether it was worth it, I'm sure she'd have, well, eons and eons of things to say about what it does for her spirit. And I asked my mom once when she was doing some volunteer work for our family with my dad. They were no longer married, but my mom was doing a whole lot of stuff. And I said, "Mom, why are you doing all that? I mean, you don't have to do that." And she says, "I know that." But she said, "If it were me, I would hope that somebody would do that for me. And that, if you want to come into volunteer work and you're not really sure why you should do it, think about whether you would end up in one of those situations where you could use some help. And if nothing else, that ought to, you know, make you think maybe. I have like this thing about our civic duty, because my parents were really big about our civic duty. For instance, voting, and if you get called into jury duty, that was a staunch thing that my parents just, you're an American, you know, you utilize these services of being an American, and so what are you giving back to your country and to your community? So I never once saw my parents shirk their duty for jury duty. I never saw them do that. That was never there. Some people have reasons that they can't make it, whether they're doing an important surgery and the person, you know, may not live if they don't do it, so they can't do the jury duty. I get that, but that's like civil involvement and you're sort of called to duty. This is volunteer work. This is what you just choose to do on your own. I'm saying it so many times. I hope it's getting through to you. This isn't something you have to do. It's not something that I'm telling you that you have to do. I'm just telling you that what it can do for your spirit, what it can do for your thought process, what it can do for your social life is probably more than you could ever imagine. And if you work with animals, well, you know, probably going to have some tears. Not necessarily because it's bad, but you know, if I work with an animal, I don't want to give them up. My friend Becky, God, what a heart! She has fostered so many animals, but she wouldn't foster them like some people just keep animals in kennels. She fostered all the dogs that came through her house as if they were her pets. So even though she had two dogs, she would get dogs that would come in with, you know, they were rescue dogs, so didn't know what kind of temperament they had, if they were, you know, she'd take them in, and even if they tried to chew on things, she would correct them like she would do her own dogs, and those dogs felt loved. They got treats like her dogs did. At bedtime, they were treated the same way. Maybe all the beds went into the master bedroom with her and her husband, and she dealt with all the dogs that way. So when people did end up adopting the dogs, they always got these incredible dogs that, you know, people used to say had problems and this and that. And Becky would get notices that they just couldn't even imagine their lives without these dogs, that somebody else was throwing away or didn't think was worth it. And I can't even begin to tell you how many dogs that she had that way. She didn't think anything of it. I mean, even when I told her how incredible her heart had to be to do that, she's like, well, I just never even thought about it. So there's so many ways to volunteer. You know, step out there. Get involved with the earth you're living in, you know. And, you know, people talk about hugging the earth. You can hug the earth and the rest of the world by just doing a little bit of service outside of cooking dinner for your family and, you know, actually caring if your children are clothed or not or get to school safely and stuff like that. I was just joking around, folks. I hope that you understand that. But anyway, volunteer. One of the things that I said is that we have talked about kindness, and we have talked about volunteering on this show, but volunteering is one way for you to do both, while lifting your spirits and making a change in the world for the better. Essentially, you can change the world simply by volunteering in any capacity. Did you know that people who volunteer to help others actually live longer than people who do not volunteer? They also live longer than those who volunteer merely for self-satisfaction. So if you're volunteering just for self-satisfaction sort of reasons, yeah, you'll live longer. But if you're doing it just because you're choosing to help others, it puts a little bit more in the bank for your longevity. If you're unsure of what to do, you can go in and check the links that I have posted on the website for this show, BYO, The Brilliance of Volunteering. So,
hello, Brenda.
I know nobody calls it. Nobody ever calls it. But hopefully someday you're going to get it together and you're going to pick that phone up and call me up and say, Brenda, you're whatever you are.
But Brenda.
More important. What?
Hello.
Good Lord, I'm ambushed by the manager.
I thought
I'm sorry. Lydia was there too, it looks like, huh? Oh,
she's
maybe she didn't want to talk.
Did she
want to talk?
No, she said it didn't matter. If you wanted to talk, click her in, she'd be there. But anyways, I just wanted to give you a couple more suggestions for volunteers.
Okay.
The schools are always looking for volunteers. Your elementary schools and your high schools are always looking for volunteers. Scouts of America, Scouts of Canada, always looking for volunteers, female, male, for leaders, just to help out in the different troops. Hey, you get to go camping if you volunteer with them. What else? Oh, seniors groups. Always looking for people that know something about computers, any different kind of crafts and stuff like that, you can volunteer with them. The hospitals here in Canada are always looking for volunteers to go in pediatrics, to help the children out, you know, play with them, sing to them, just be with them while they're sitting in the hospitals. So there's all kinds of different ways you can volunteer that you don't even have to look up. They're right there. Go to them. Tell them, I'm available. What can I do for you?
You remember Candy Stripers, right? Those were volunteers.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
Some of you probably don't have no idea what a Candy Striper is, but
they still have those kinds of volunteers in the hospitals now, but they more or less push around either a little cart with, you know, little snackies on it, or they have books for the patients in the hospital. At least that's the way it is here.
Snackies.
Hey, leave me alone. I can't hardly talk.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Two Shoes.
You be quiet. You boo devil, you. But anyway, you can tell we all love each other. But anyways, there is so many places you can volunteer. You don't even, like I said, you don't even have to own a computer to find these places. Just go.
You just walk in. I actually volunteered at Children's Hospital probably a year before I actually ended up working there through my career in respiratory therapy. But, I volunteered there, and they'll let you go as far as, you know, your skills and your abilities. But I went to the Seattle Aquarium because I wasn't sleeping because all my time was spent on volunteer work, and I felt like I needed to use even the last vestiges of sleep time even for that. So I went to Seattle Aquarium, and I just asked to speak to the administrator, and I said, I'd like to volunteer, you know, if there's anything that you can do. And they didn't have a formal position, but they said, you know, we really do need help in the office, if you wouldn't mind. And I said, no problem. Went in there. I was stuffing envelopes. I was, you know, doing some, you know, getting some documents together. I did a lot of stuff. And while I was there, guess who got to go hang out at different things in the aquarium?
Uh-huh.
Meet divers, and at that time they actually had some seals that had come up. I don't know where they were from, but they had come up and they were hanging out around the aquarium and making some of the fishermen mad because, you know, seals like to eat fish too.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was fun. So, yeah. Did you want to say anything to Lydia, or did she want to say anything?
I don't know. She's there. Lydia, do you want to say anything?
Am I there?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, hi. I didn't know if I'd muted it or what, but no, I love the show, and I so agree. In our newspaper every Sunday, in the Boulder newspaper, they have opportunities for volunteering, and they describe them quite well. And,
wow. That's cool.
So, and I'm always looking just to see if something catches my interest. You know, I do volunteer for teaching pottery in schools, and also I volunteer at the Boulder Potters Guild all my time. I'm on the board there, but you know, I'm always looking for something that just speaks to me, and so I look at it every Sunday and just check it out.
But when you what does volunteering do for both of you? Just since you're here, what does volunteering do for you, Lydia? I mean, what's the main thing that it makes you feel?
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel really good. It makes me feel useful. I could never ever be bored, because I know that if my mind went that way, then I would definitely get out and volunteer. I met a woman who was 70, and she had a beautiful smile. And so I told her she had a beautiful smile. And then I was waiting for my son. He was swimming. I was waiting in this one area, and she came and she says, "Can I join you? Can I just sit with you?" And I said, "Oh, I'd love that." And so we started yapping, and her husband had passed like 6 years before. And she said, "I realized one day that I wasn't getting out of my bedclothes, my pajamas." And she said, "And I decided that I was going to change that." So she said, "I showered and dressed, and I went down to the rec center." You know, we have 4 rec centers in Boulder, and they're places, you know, wonderful places. And the one she was at has a senior center. They might all, but the East Boulder Rec Center has a senior center. And I walked in, and I said, "I'd like to volunteer." And they said, "Great." And she was so good at volunteering and so good at everything that they actually hired her. And in her 70s, she was working. And she said, "It gives me purpose, reason to get dressed every day, and I make others feel good, and I feel great." That's what she told me. So, yeah, she was absolutely wonderful. And it made such an impression. Here she was grieving because her husband had passed. And but yet she decided to do something, not just sit around in her PJs wallowing in it. She decided to do something. Now, I know the grieving process, it is a process that's different for everyone. But this woman was bright enough to realize what could get her out of the funk, and that was being useful, finding people that needed her. And they needed her so badly that they ended up hiring her. So she says, "I don't think I'll ever retire." And I said, "I think that's a good idea," because she was just so good and pleasant to be around. And, yeah, so she made her little extra money and got out of the house. And, yeah, so if you need a reason to live, you know, if you give, you're going to feel better.
Yeah. Exactly. Nina?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Did you want to say anything about how it makes you feel? You don't have to.
Of course it makes you feel really good. Sometimes you feel really tired because you overstretch yourself like I do, but that's okay. In the long run, it's all worth it because you are providing some extra help to people that need the extra help, and it all goes straight to the heart, let's face it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I thank you both for joining me and whoever is in the chat room. The chat room thing isn't open for me anymore, but whoever was there, thank you for joining me. And anybody who is listening to the archives, I really do appreciate you coming and listening to what we have to offer. And tell your friends, call in sometime, you know, just join us. I'm going to go over some of the shows that are coming up. So whether you join this show or you join one of the other shows, I think that we have something to offer everybody. So let's go over that. Tomorrow we have In the Studio with Lennis. I've missed a couple of her shows, but I plan to be there tomorrow, hook or crook. And
tomorrow is celebrating Pride Week and healthy living in the summertime. That's going to be her her theme tomorrow.
Cool. Oh, okay. I got Pride. Okay. And then Thursday we have 6 p.m. Filmcology with Brenda B. Baby Boom. So the Diane Keaton film, yeah.
It's a wonderful film. If you haven't seen it, please do. You'll love it.
We could talk about that, all kinds of stuff. But a great film it's a sweet little film to join us about. And then 5 o'clock p.m., we have Friday Traffic Jams on Friday. And she has music for an hour that sets you off on your weekend and
this week
probably
it's music
helps you enjoy your drive home. Excuse me?
Music of the 70s and 80s for this week.
Oh, okay. And then that brings us to Saturday at 2 p.m. We have Time to Love with Lydia Pello. And you're going to be interviewing somebody, Lydia?
Yes, I am going to interview Chrissy Vales. She is an illustrator, an artist. She designs for Target, a lot of big companies, anything from gift wrap to back to school items. And she's illustrated many books and very creative woman. And so that's kind of going to be the theme is creativity and how it makes you feel.
Hey.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Love yourself with your creative nature. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Sunday. We have the psychic readings at 3 p.m. with Lennis. She still has the special on. Every ninth caller gets a free hour-long psychic reading. And there's all kinds of things that she could tell you, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you might or may not want, that you probably want to know. Just, yeah. Call in, get that free ninth call. If you call, you ask, you know, what number you are, and if it's not nine, then hang up and call back. Just keep going until you get to number nine. That's what I'm saying.
Either that or Brenda and I are going to take the reading because this is the last week for it, so you better phone in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah,
and then the next show up will be Monday at 7 p.m. It's LNB, Passage to Empowerment. It's the third part in our empowerment series. Even though, yeah, we're about empowerment, you know, this was a three-week focus. Part one was women, part two was men, and this show is about the two of them interacting with each other with their special powers. Special twin
it's
powers.
Romance,
there
Brenda.
Is special
it's...
twin powers activate.
No, it's called romance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Yeah. Let the manager tell you. She knows. What the heck? What's up after that then, manager? Come on, Two Shoes, come with it.
That would be BYO Brilliance with Brenda, and I believe she is interviewing her mother, Donnie Billy.
Oh, that's right.
See, I did know.
So, yes, folks, if you've been wondering what makes all this kind of crazy psychologist type thing, it's her fault. Well, she's one of the people. And so join me in a conversation with my mama on July 1st. It'll be one day after she turns 84. So I think she's got the chutzpah to tell us something about historical brilliance. And she lived in the South. She lived in the South until she was 16. She graduated when she was 16. And she then moved to the North. And so I believe that there's a whole lot she could tell us about some of the civil rights things that were taking place back there in the 60s and what it looked like in Seattle in the 60s when she moved and how things have changed, you know, how things have changed or possibly stayed the same. you know, from the, hopefully she'll share some of that perspective. Plus, my mom was a pioneer queen through her city in Auburn, Washington, and she did this awesome speech for when she became a queen that she predicated it on Maya Angelou's poem, Phenomenal Woman, and it's really wonderful. I'm hopefully going to be able to get her to read that. So,
cool.
So that, I think that's it, right? That brings us back to here and now.
Yeah, it does.
And now I'm going to release you in your brilliance to go out in the world and stir up some more brilliance. And find service. Yes, find service, folks. Much love to you all, and I'll see you when I see you.
That was lovely, and good night.
Yeah, if I don't
Have
see
a
you
great
first.
Night.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.